Education and Manpower Bureau. Territory-wide System Assessment 2006. Primary 3. English Language. Listening. Paper 3EL1. You are now listening to the listening component of the territory-wide system assessment. Please adjust the volume of your CD player.
Part 1. Miss Wong is talking to the children in the library. They are writing some notes about a writer. Listen to the conversation. The conversation will be played 2 times. When you hear a beep, answer the question. You now have 15 seconds to read the notes. The conversation will begin now.
Children, it's time for Writer of the Month. This month, we're going to talk about a female writer. Her name is Angela Pong.
I know her. She writes a lot of books.
Can you give me the name of one of her books?
Yes, I read her book, Riding a Bike with Grandma.
I've read her new book, Dancing in the Rain. It's interesting.
Very good.
Miss Wong, can you tell us more about Angela?
Sure. She is 30 years old. She was born on the 30th of November, 1975. When Angela was small, her father was a driver. He drove a bus. Her mother didn't go to work. She stayed at home and looked after her big family.
A big family? How many brothers and sisters does Angela have?
She has 3 brothers and 5 sisters. She is the oldest girl in the family. When Angela was small, she did not go to school. Every morning, she went to a bookshop and did the cleaning.
How did she learn to be a writer?
Angela wanted to read books, but she didn't know how. A shopkeeper in the bookshop was very nice. He taught Angela how to read and write. Angela loved reading very much. She read a lot of books. After reading many storybooks, she tried to write her own stories. Many people like to read her books. She is now a famous writer.
How old was Angela when she wrote her first story?
Can you guess?
15 years old?
No, younger than that.
11 years old?
Believe it or not, she wrote her first story when she was only 9 years old.
Wow! Angela is really great!
Listen to the conversation again and check your answers. The conversation will begin now.
Children, it's time for Writer of the Month. This month, we're going to talk about a female writer. Her name is Angela Pong.
I know her. She writes a lot of books.
Can you give me the name of one of her books?
Yes, I read her book, Riding a Bike with Grandma.
I've read her new book, Dancing in the Rain. It's interesting.
Very good.
Miss Wong, can you tell us more about Angela?
Sure. She is 30 years old. She was born on the 30th of November, 1975. When Angela was small, her father was a driver. He drove a bus. Her mother didn't go to work. She stayed at home and looked after her big family.
A big family? How many brothers and sisters does Angela have?
She has 3 brothers and 5 sisters. She is the oldest girl in the family. When Angela was small, she did not go to school. Every morning, she went to a bookshop and did the cleaning.
But how did she learn to be a writer?
Angela wanted to read books, but she didn't know how. A shopkeeper in the bookshop was very nice. He taught Angela how to read and write. Angela loved reading very much. She read a lot of books. After reading many storybooks, she tried to write her own stories. Many people like to read her books. She is now a famous writer.
How old was Angela when she wrote her first story?
Can you guess?
15 years old?
No, younger than that.
11 years old?
Believe it or not, she wrote her first story when she was only 9 years old.
Wow! Angela is really great!
This is the end of part 1.
Part 2. Mary and Peter are talking to their father. Listen to the conversation. The conversation will be played 2 times. When you hear a beep, tick the best answer. You now have 10 seconds to read the questions. The conversation will begin now.
Hi, Dad!
Hi, kids! Wow! Did I go into the wrong house? The house is so neat and tidy!
It's because we cleaned the house.
Question 1. What is the house like?
That's great! Well done, children!
Question 2. How does Dad feel?
Dad, you must be very tired. Let me get your slippers for you.
And let me get the newspaper for you.
There must be something wrong. The two of you are so helpful today.
Question 3. How does Dad feel?
Dad, here are your slippers and newspaper.
Oh, wait. Where are my lovely fish?
They're in your bedroom.
Question 4. How does Peter feel?
Let me see. Oh, no! Oh, my fish! What happened to them?
Sorry, Dad. Both Peter and I fed the fish. I think they ate too much.
But I've told you that the fish eat very little. How could you two forget?
Question 5. What happened to the fish in the end?
I can't believe this! The two of you can't watch television tonight.
But Dad, I want to watch.
All right. Question 6. How does Mary feel?
Listen, I'm very tired now. I have to take a rest. Remember, don't turn on the television.
Too bad we can't watch TV.
There's nothing to do.
Question 7. How does Peter feel?
What can we do now? We're not allowed to watch TV. Do you want to play puzzles or card games?
What about playing computer games?
Yes! That's a great idea!
Question 8. What do Mary and Peter want to do? Listen to the conversation again and check your answers. The conversation will begin now.
Hi, Dad!
Hi, kids! Wow! Did I go into the wrong house? The house is so neat and tidy!
It's because we cleaned the house.
Question 1. What is the house like?
That's great! Well done, children!
Question 2. How does Dad feel?
Dad, you must be very tired. Let me get your slippers for you.
And let me get the newspaper for you.
There must be something wrong. The two of you are so helpful today.
Question 3. How does Dad feel?
Dad, here are your slippers and newspaper.
Oh, wait. Where are my lovely fish?
They're in your bedroom.
Question 4. How does Peter feel?
Let me see.
Oh, no! Oh, my fish! What happened to them?
Sorry, Dad. Both Peter and I fed the fish. I think they ate too much.
But I've told you that the fish eat very little. How could you two forget?
Question 5. What happened to the fish in the end?
I can't believe this. The two of you can't watch television tonight.
But Dad, I want to watch.
All right. Question 6. How does Mary feel?
Listen, I'm very tired now. I have to take a rest. Remember, don't turn on the television.
Too bad we can't watch TV.
There's nothing to do.
Question 7. How does Peter feel?
What can we do now? We're not allowed to watch TV. Do you want to play puzzles or card games?
What about playing computer games?
Yes! That's a great idea!
Question 8. What do Mary and Peter want to do? This is the end of part 2. This is the end of the listening test.